This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, in every city this time of year, that block, the one where every house goes all out, every last inch covered in lights. In Baltimore, that block is, as it happens, on 34th Street, hence the locals calling it the Miracle on 34th Street. This year, at least three of the couple dozen houses on that block have been sold. Sometimes the listings highlighted the holiday light tradition, sometimes the buyers heard by word of mouth. But what's it like, do you suppose, when it's not just a home you're getting, but a whole new way of life for the month of December? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
It's 5:30 in the evening, and hundreds of visitors are already wandering down this Baltimore block of lit-up homes. Those house shopping in the neighborhood will see most of these two- to three-story houses are decorated in traditional holiday lights with a dash of Baltimore weird. One house has a Maryland blue crab. And then there's a very pink display that's a nod to a local character, film director John Waters.
A lot of flamingos.
Yes. This was on a beach.
The house belonging to Joey Zeladon and Martel Esposito requires a bit more explanation.
So it's an abstraction of the nativity scene.
All the classic figures are represented by freestanding doors on a platform. Three closet doors are the three wise men. As for the main players, Jesus is a small white cabinet door, Joseph is a larger brown one, and the Mary door is painted blue, with a small opening at the bottom that used to be a cat door. Esposito and Zeladon say a lot of the visitors get it.
Most people get a chuckle out of it, you know. It's kind of unexpected.
Yeah, it's a nice balance of reverent and irreverent.
This block is in Hamden, a neighborhood that's an eclectic mix of longtime working class residents, several generations of hipster artists, and first-time buyers who want to be in the middle of it all. The whole light tradition was started back in 1990 by longtime resident Bob Hosier.
The guy across the street could not hear my Christmas music, and he asked me if I would run a speaker over to his house from mine, which I did, and I put lights to it so it didn't look too cheesy.
Hosier says other neighbors asked him to string lights over their homes, too.
And here's where we are.
The townhouses on this block, called row homes here, were mostly built in the late 1800s, and in recent years have sold for between $200,000 to $400,000. That's on par with other homes in the zip code, says James Lamb, a real estate agent with Berkshire Hathaway. He says the lights are a net positive for the neighborhood.
Because people come from all over to enjoy the displays, and frequently they patronize restaurants and other small businesses in the area.
There's no formal obligation to put up lights, though people who buy on the block tend to want to. Like Lamb's client, Cliff Torrance, who just moved from Nashville last month.
I love doing stuff like this. I love, you know, putting on a show and entertaining and just, you know, making people happy.
The listing for Torrance's house led with the fact that it was on the block with the lights, so he knew what he was getting into. Torrance has spent $500 on twinkle lights so far. He doesn't know what his December electric bill will be, but he's willing to spend twice that.
Let's just put a comma in there, $1,000.
Older residents of the block say their bills don't require that kind of punctuation, especially when using LED lights. Still, not everyone wants to commit. Rex and Lauren Anderson live a few streets over. They brought their daughter to see the lights, but aren't interested in owning on this block.
It's a little too much responsibility, I feel like. This is a bit much. We got about three strings of lights. I don't think we could hang here.
Along with being willing to put up the lights, residents need to be open to an audience. Artist Jim Pollock moved here in 1989 and actually invites visitors into his front room on December evenings to look at artwork.
Hi, folks. How y'all doing?
Pollock likes to make art out of junk. His front yard has a giant Christmas tree made of hubcaps. He says he'll sell the occasional piece of sculpture, though mostly what people buy are the angels he makes out of old National Bohemian beer cans.
Anyone in particular, or do you want the first one?
Whichever one you give me.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A beer can angel is only $10, which means if you missed out on the most recent house for sale, one's now under contract, you can at least take a little bit of the 34th Street holiday spirit away with you. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.